Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 13, Nature, the Enjoyer and Consciousness, text number 30. Prakriti yaiva karmani kriyamanani sarvashaha yakpashyati tatmanam akartaram sapashyati. Prakritiya, by material nature, eva, certainly, cha, also, karmani, activities, kriyamanani, being performed, sarvashaha, in all respects, ya, anyone who pashyati sees tata also atmanam himself akartaram and sees that the self the non-doer sa he Pashyati sees perfectly. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One who sees that all activities are performed by the body, which is created of material nature, and sees that the self does nothing, actually sees. Purport. The body is made of by material nature, under the direction of the super soul. And whatever activities are going on in this respect, in respect to one's body, are not his doing. Whatever one is supposed to do, either for happiness or for distress, one is forced to do because of the bodily constitution. The self, however, is outside all these bodily activities. The body is given according to one's past desires. To fulfill desires, one is given the body, with which he acts accordingly. Practically speaking, the body is a machine designed by the Supreme Law to fulfill desires. Because of desires, one is put into difficult circumstances to suffer or to enjoy. This transcendental vision of the living entity, when developed, makes one separate from bodily activities. One who has such a vision is an actual seer. Prakriti yaiva chakarmani kriyamanani sarvashaha yakpashyati tatmanam akartaram sapashyati. One who can see that all activities are performed by the body, which is created of material nature, and sees that the self does nothing, actually sees. Here, Krishna is describing what seems to be a contradiction. One sense, he says we're not doing anything, and then in the 18th chapter, he says we're one of the five factors in the accomplishment of any kind of work. Here, he says we're a kartaram, we're not the doer. And the 18th chapter, Krishna says we're one of the kartas. Or the karta, with the doer. So is it that by the end of the 18th chapter, Krishna has changed his mind and decided that we are the doer because he didn't want to take the blame for our activities himself? No, actually, Krishna is not contradicting himself. He's saying we're not the doer of the activities performed by material nature. Just like if you have a machine that manufactures cars. Now you yourself, and not personally perhaps, you just push a button and then the machine takes over and manufactures the car. But unless you push the button, then the car won't be manufactured. So you're responsible for the manufacturing of the car because you pushed the button. Similarly, the soul has the capacity to desire. And how he desires is one of the factors by which activities are performed with his body. It's not the only factor, but but it's one of the factors. Because, for instance, we may desire to fly in this room right now. I'm sure most of us would like to. If we could, we would just fly around the room just to get a little exercise. The only problem is that we can't fly, even though we want to. Because it's not within our... First of all, it's not within our adhikari. Even if Krishna could, if he wanted to, give us immediate mystic powers so we could fly around, but that wouldn't be very useful anyhow, because he'd disturb the class. It wouldn't really fit into the purpose of the class here. On the other hand, there are people in Siddhaloka who can fly, because they've performed activities in the past so that their desire and their desire to fly fit into Krishna's plan, so he allows them to fly. But it doesn't fit into Krishna's plan here because we don't deserve it. Sorry to tell you, you don't deserve to fly. At least not around in the room here right now. Even if you try to flap your wings, you could try it. You probably won't get very far. So there's a relationship between the body we have, which is not very good for flying. I remember when I was young, there used to be one of the original television programs was called Superman. And Superman used to jump off buildings and fly. So children, they had a problem where I lived, because children thought, well, if Superman could do it, I could do it too. So little children, 5 years old, were jumping off buildings trying to fly. But they didn't fly. You can guess what happened to them. So there's a relation between the body, as Krishna says, that adishtanam. Adishtanam means the body that we're in. Adishtanam tata karata, as well as the soul. So the soul gives a certain body, and we're supposed to figure out what body we have. Unfortunately, nowadays, people don't even know what body they have. It's become so degraded. 25% of the certain party in America, one of the political parties, 25% of them believe that a man can become pregnant. So that's quite a misconception. But people can't even figure out what body they have anymore. They don't even know how the body works. So, the adishtanam tata karanam. Karanam means the senses. So we may have a body, but if we don't have any senses that work, we can't do very much. If you have no legs, if you have no arms, you have no sight, you have no smell, you have no hearing, you have no touch, you have no smell, you can't do very much. So we also need our senses in order to be active in this world. So not only we need a body, but we need senses that are working, and we have ourselves. And then, adishtanam tata karata, karanam cha pritag. Pritag means the junction between our sense of identity and the reality that we're experiencing in this body. Now, if we knew we were in this body, we had a spiritual ego, that I'm a spiritual soul, our deliberations would change. But because, generally speaking, for most people, there's a junction. They think they're the body, and they think that their only experience can come through the senses. There, because of that junction, therefore they desire to perform material activities. They think material activities will make them happy. And then there is the Daivi. Daivi means Krishna, the super soul in the heart. Adishtanam tata karata karanam chak pritag vidan. Vividas chak pritag chesta daivam panchanti dar. Daiva adishtanam tata karta karanam chapritag vidan vividasya pritakshesta daivam paichanti. Daivam Chaivatra Panchama, that's right. Daiva so there are five factors. And Daiva means Krishna. So without Krishna it doesn't work, because Krishna senses our desire just like one can smell the flavor of a flower by being near it. And then according to what we deserve, because Krishna knows everything that we've done in the past, and he knows perfectly what kind of body we have, and therefore he orders the material nature to arrange itself in such a way as to fulfill our desire. Now, even if our desire is spiritual, we come under the spiritual energy, then Krishna is definitely arranging that, because then we become Krishna's instrument. We become dovetailed with Krishna's desires, and therefore this body works under the spiritual energy. So that's our independence. Either we can desire material things, or we can desire spiritual things. Spiritual things come from Krishna through his disciplic succession. So when we desire to act spiritually, then Krishna puts us under the spiritual energy. And then it becomes clearer that we're actually not the doer, that we're actually, what's going on in this body is not my doing, it's all under Krishna's control, it's all under his divine energy's control, being directed by Krishna. And what appears to be something material is actually spiritual. Actually, there's nothing material in this world, because everything is Krishna's energy. Therefore, it's all spiritual. The only thing material is our conception of it. So when we act under the dictation of our senses and mind, and we forget Krishna, we don't put Krishna into the picture, then we come under the illusory energy in three flavors: chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla. Better known as ignorance, passion, and goodness. And we choose what kind of flavor we want, or a combination. And then we, as the Prabhupada said here, people would be very unhappy to hear this, that because the desire is when it's put into a difficult circumstances to suffer or enjoy. So it's always difficult. Sometimes we imagine we're suffering, and sometimes we imagine we're enjoying. Probably suffering is close to reality rather than enjoying. We're enjoying the contact of the senses with our objects, but then we have to suffer afterwards. Or we're suffering all the time, but we think sometimes it's enjoyable. So the question, when we're suffering less, then we call that enjoyment. And when we suffer more, we call it suffering. It's just like if we're flying in an airplane, we're on vacation, we get a chance to fly on Air Hare Krishna. You've heard of Air Hare Krishna? It just started flying during the pandemic. And there we got free tickets to fly to India during Govardhan Pooj. So how many would take a free ticket to fly to India for Govardhan Pooj? You wouldn't go? What's that? Yes. So just imagine we got a free ticket to fly to India, to Vrindavan for Govardhan Pooj, and we're on the airplane and the pilot makes an announcement. Dear fellow passengers, Hare Krishna. We hope you enjoy the flight. We have a nice prasadam feast we're going to offer all of you. It has glubdamins, samosas, kachoris, 5 curd subjis, and ice cream and pizza. So we hope you enjoy the flight. We also have a movie called The Hare Krishnas Flying to India for Govardhan Pooj. There's only one. We have a short announcement because my co-pilot just gave me a little announcement that unfortunately the Hare Krishnas only put half as much fuel as we needed to reach India. So I'm sorry to inform you, we're going to crash into the ocean in approximately 1/2 an hour. So don't worry, because we have excellent servers on board, and they promise us they're going to be able to serve out practically the whole feast before we crash. And the movie's only 1 hour long, so you'll be able to see half of it. So please pray to Krishna that you can come back and see the other half. We hope you enjoy the rest of the flight. Please enjoy your prasadam. Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So most of us, I don't know how much of us would, our appetite would diminish a little bit. We wouldn't be able to enjoy the pizza as much as we usually do. But sooner or later, this body, sorry to tell, give you the bad news, they don't give it to you on the radio or in the internet nowadays, but sooner or later this body's going to crash. And in the meantime, we're trying to enjoy. There will be ice cream after the program. Before it crashes. So that's the material world. Everyone's going to crash sooner or later. In the meantime, we're trying to have a good time. And it's a little difficult. Therefore, one has to understand that we're not this body. That's the whole purpose of it, is that before the body crashes, we get out of the idea that we're going to crash. So we've been doing that since time immemorial, going through one body that crashes to the next, and we're hoping this time is going to, you know, we're going to be able to drive better. We'll have more fuel, put more fuel in the body so it won't crash so easily. But it always crashes. So that we have to learn is that what we should desire to get out of the bodily concept of life rather than to enjoy it before it crashes. Because otherwise we wind up in another one and the same thing happens over and over again. That's called samsara. We get born and everyone's saying, wow, great, happy birthday to you. And everyone's singing, everyone's happy, but then ultimately, shortly afterwards, they never sing, happy death day to you, happy death day. So your unhappy death day is someone else's very shortly happy birthday in your next incarnation. So rather than go through this happy birthday to unhappy death day, we should try to get out, we should try to change our desires so we become eligible to get a body which never crashes, goes on forever. In full bliss and knowledge. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Just I asking, you have the realizing to fly when you fly, like sometimes trembling so much, you have dislikes, you chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I have some story.
Do I have a story when I was chanting Hare Krishna?
Yeah.
Before the plane crashed?
Yeah, just, no, just trembling, plane trembling so much.
Oh, that happened too.
So 1 month before, I'm traveling Abu Dhabi to Delhi. So climate is not good. And always said, now have climate, so bad climate, so trembling. So I take chanting, bad and chanting round. But trembling not softly, so strong. And some people is nearby Muslim. And I said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he said, Allah. Then again, few minutes again, they are announcing more trembling. I said, now finish today. Hare Krishna, I said, loudly. And again, I said, please chant Hare Krishna. Allah. So I have experienced how before crash the flight, maybe this is the trembling, this is enough to die. So when early it crashed, just trembling so much, they saw everybody, all passengers, they so much afraid. So much that I asked him, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Yes, that happens. People are on an elevator, and the elevator from something like a 50th floor start to fall down. And everyone was screaming, help, God, save me, you know, I don't want to die, I'm too young. Then the elevator stopped, and I went, oh. And then it started to fall again. Oh, no, help, save me, you know, I can't, I'm too young to die. Then the elevator stopped again. Everyone was relieved. And then the elevator started to fall one more time, and everyone was screaming, help, help. And then the elevator stopped and opened up. And people walked out and said, hey, what's on television? Yes, material world. Anything else? Well, Granth Raj Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.